Sometimes you run out of good movies to talk about, and all that's left to talk about are bad movies.
In which case, I would like to point out what I saw: Batman versus Superman. Thank you. I'm proud.
Why?
Of that.
Why?
I sat through the entire film. I feel special. I watched it because it was about 1 a.m. in the morning, and I needed something to keep me awake while I was doing some programming.
You thought that
so
would
put
keep
that on.
You awake?
No, it didn't. But that's not the point. Well, it did. I stayed awake through the whole thing. But I wish to say, at least it wasn't as bad as Highlander 2.
Hey, look, Highlander 2 at least had that great little in-flight ad on the back of the in-flight air ad. Flight scene.
I don't remember that bit.
It was a beautiful little in-flight ad. It was the best film moment in the entire film.
I'm wondering
which
now,
is not setting a high standard for that as a moment.
I'm wondering now whether this is, in my constant mission to tape everything that ever existed, if I actually have that on disc at home, in which case I'm just going to have to go and watch that.
I have Highlander 2 at home because I'm that sort of person, and I feel bad already. Okay.
You may actually find someone's put that little clip up on YouTube or something, so you don't have to watch the rest of the film.
No, I have no intention of watching the rest of the movie. That was such a disappointment because Highlander was excellent. Yeah. I loved Highlander. So I paid money to go and see Highlander 2, and it was so bad.
I got kicked out of a video store because of Highlander 2. We were standing in line, right? This guy is standing in front of us. Yes. He's hiring Highlander, and the guy serving him says, "That's a great film." And he says, "That was so good. I'm really looking forward to it because I've just seen Highlander 2 and it was so good I had to get the original." And Ruth and I were standing out behind him. We just burst out laughing and almost fell over, and they told us to leave. But you had to, because no one could possibly... I mean, our rule whenever we saw a film was that no matter how bad it is, we could say, well, at least this wasn't as bad as Highlander 2 as we were walking out of it. With this constant fear that one day we will see the film that is as bad as Highlander 2. And After Earth, I was saying, I think is the closest I've ever got.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah.
I missed that
but
one
I don't
too.
Think it made it.
And I missed the Batman and Superman film.
You shouldn't miss the Batman. It's a very special film.
I believe the
important bits of Wonder Woman, and I'm sure there are clips of that just on
YouTube. No, Wonder Woman is awful in it.
Really?
I know God spoke so highly of her. And she's the best thing in it, but that's saying so little again.
Oh, right.
But then they have these massive fights, right? And so here we've got this huge, massive monster firing this beam of fire that's 10 metres wide at them. And there's Wonder Woman with these two little bracelets just stopping it.
It's magic.
And you've just died.
It's magic.
Your bracelets are going to survive that, but the rest of you just got burnt to a crisp. And no, there she is, blocking the entire thing.
Ah, I feel that she has her own force field as well.
Also, it would seem she's different
in
this. She's got superpowers. I like the Wonder Woman TV series, right?
The
good one, you know.
Linda Carter.
I like that one. And then it wasn't really superpowers. She was just cool. And capable.
Well, of course, the original
superpowers.
She had some, but it was her bracelets that stopped.
A demigoddess or something.
The original version of Wonder Woman seemed to be tied up with bondage.
Well, yes, originally.
Weren't a lot of the original female superheroes, though? I mean, look at the clothing they made them wear.
No.
I mean, really.
No, but I mean, she did have her magic lasso.
Yes, that's true. The original actually was tied up to bondage. That was part of her writing and the interests of the author at the time and all the rest of it. I've heard that story before. I don't know if it's true, but it does feel right. But she's still cool. I'm happy to accept that.
She's cool. Which was the only reason I thought of maybe watching Batman vs Superman, because I looked at the trailers and went, this looks really, really bad.
I don't understand it anyway.
I don't understand why Batman is trying to kill Superman.
Oh, no, that one I can understand.
That's perfectly understandable.
Batman just says, there's a big alien here who can kill everyone.
Yeah,
I can't trust him. I'm going to kill him.
That seems
Batman's return.
No, Batman's more intelligent than that. He's not that stupid.
That's right. He'll kill him by remote control.
Yeah, he got ready to kill him in case he ever needed to, because why not? I mean,
why are they having a big battle?
I point out that Batman has figured out how to take out every member of the Justice League.
He has to.
I get that he would think that and that he would be prepared to, but why the hell he's doing it in that movie, I'm not entirely sure. I'm sure there's a premise to it.
There's a premise,
but I don't want to
give it all away because it's a really boring premise.
Yeah, it's incredibly annoying.
Actually, they would do it.
Superman is incredibly annoying.
They would actually do it.
Though how they manage it, it's interesting. It's like the DC movies and the Marvel movies, because the Marvel movies are doing so much better than the DC movies. Absolutely. And you have Captain America, who, as Captain America in the comics, I hated Captain America.
I hated Captain America.
He was such this self-righteous character. So I put off watching Captain America. And I eventually watched the movie, and it was really good.
Yes.
And I really loved
it was
Captain
a shock
America
because
now.
We didn't want to like Captain America.
It was surprisingly good.
You know, and the Captain America, like in the most recent movies that Captain America in, he's the sensible, sane, fair, moral one, which is just not the character that is in my head in the original ones.
Yes. The best thing about Captain America was Agent Carter.
Oh, that was good. She was good.
You do realise she wants to be the new Doctor Who.
The Agent Carter was the best Marvel series ever made.
What do you think of Hayley as Doctor Who?
I'm for it. I fully support this as a move, but I've always argued that Sigourney Weaver would make a great Doctor Who, so perhaps I'm not the best judge here.
I don't know if they could cope with an American Doctor Who.
Yeah, but Sigourney, she would do it so well.
Yeah, I don't know. I have to think about that.
Melanie Griffith.
No,
just me, right?
No.
Emma Thompson.
Emma Thompson would be good.
Emma Thompson, well, Helen Mirren's the obvious choice.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's a given.
They may not be able to afford Helen Mirren.
Well, that's true, yeah.
Emma Thompson.
And if they hadn't used, well, if River hadn't been River, she would have made a good doctor.
True.
Yeah, you know, Alex Kingston would have been an excellent doctor, but yeah, they can't use her anymore. Killing Horse would be good.
I know it'd be perfect, but her name escapes me because I'm in it. Mrs. Doctor. Peel. Mrs. Diana Rigg.
Diana Rigg.
She'd make the best doctor ever.
Oh, that could work.
Even now. She's still so good as an actress. She would be so good in the role. But okay, maybe that's just me.
Well, she did do the
little. I've loved her ever since Mrs. Peel.
She did do the little cameo in one of the Doctor Adventures.
We got back to Bondage somehow.
We did wander around that area and ended up back there again. But, you know, it was a nice travel.